The Ten Bells was as hot and steamy as a sauna. Sweat dripped from the walls and ceiling. T-shirts and leather jackets stuck to bodies which were jammed so close together that it was almost impossible to move. On stage, Christine's voice was becoming hoarse. Still, the band were magic by anyone's standards. Rock and roll had long been recognised as the pounding rhythm of the swamps. Sex was inseparable from rock music. Alienation combined sex and rebellion in a heady mix. Theirs was a kind of glamour that with it London teenagers just couldn't resist. Terry Nolan, a sore-away tabloid journalist, was making notes of the lyrics he could catch. What a story this would make. Whoever wrote the songs was nearly as dirty-minded as his editor, and that was saying something. Terry was not the only middle-aged man impressed by Alienation's performance. At 45, Derek Jacobs had reached an executive position at the International Music Corporation through sheer hard graft and a total lack of feeling for anyone who got in the way of his meteoric rise to success. Alienation's music did nothing for Derek, but then Derek didn't like music per se. What he could emphasise with was how the group were clawing their way to the top. Here was a band who would make some lucky record company a fortune.